Phil, who in now? Phil John in, absolutely,
yeah.
As you do, coming from a club like that you've been 5 years with, like, so yeah, we had a good chat, myself and John, and we're all ready for the game. We know what's ahead of us. Well, the big expectations, yeah, obviously they wanted to progress, maybe European spot or something. It hasn't happened for them. A lot of injuries and they've a small squad, so to be fair, look, it's tough enough on them. But yeah, every game now for them is important.
And they build a lot of their play around Ekinade, don't they?
The whole thing is around Izzy, yeah. To be fair to him, he's a good player. You know, haven't seen the potential this year that he had last year. He's been carrying a few injuries and stuff. So, obviously, you know, they rely on heavily for balls over the top and stuff. But we'll be ready for that, obviously, tomorrow night. Yeah, young Daniel, yeah, he's came back in. He's done well again. It's been a long wait for him. He's got in and out. When I play, he doesn't play. And then if I'm not playing or Derek Prendergast wasn't playing, he'd play. But he's in now and he's steady, to be fair to him.
Dave, you're kind of dovetailing into football with work done and everything, are you?
I've signed full time here till the end of the season.
Yeah,
so we've got a contract there. Yeah, hopefully we'll be starting in about 3 to 4 weeks' time there with OCS there. So yeah.
Well, what kind of business is it again?
I'm an electrical contractor, but we're specialising in communications. In any of these, we've been in Croke Park for the last 2.5 years, so it was ideal winning that contract and then coming to sign for Cork. Absolutely, it was a big factor as well, yeah.
And you've just signed towards the end of the season. And
end of the season, as I do now for the last few seasons, because every year I say it's the last season, so 38 now, so like, you know, you just want to get to the end of the season injury free and see how you go, like every season. But it's been going well the last two seasons. I've been injury free and playing well and feel good, so.
John was very complimentary to you a while ago, saying that you had a big input on the training ground, you know, just your experience.
Yeah, well, you'd be hoping.
Pass on to the
absolutely, players. Like, as you can see, they're a young squad, like, you know, few senior players, like, with Benno and stuff, and obviously Greg Woolger, the captain, but I'm sure that's what I'm brought in for as well, is for experience as well as that, and else I can add to the team and the squad.
You can see the potential there, can you? That we
absolutely
might win something this
absolutely
year.
Even looking from the outside in, like, you know that they're a very settled team and a squad, but you can see how he's able to rotate his squad and not affect the team. Usually, obviously, the other night was a disappointment, but I'm sure we'll bounce back tomorrow night.
Do you believe in such a thing as European hangovers?
Yeah.
One.
Well, look, I've played down the years, and it happens nearly every time you play in Europe, especially when you get to the latter stages. It's tiredness, it's different brand of football, and you tend to come back into the league and maybe forget that there are really good teams around you that squeeze you and don't give you enough time. Yeah, it's hard to explain it because you're going from the highs back down to so-called the league, you know, the domestic that you're playing every week. But it's not that. It might be a mindset, but it just seems to happen in Irish football an awful lot. Like,
yeah, nobody would have predicted on that losing back to back. I know they've won away games.
Yeah,
still,
yeah. Well, they're going to have to use their squad.
Kenny,
yeah, they're going to have to use their squad big because they've a lot of games to go. So obviously he's doing that now and might be backfiring a small bit. I'm not sure. Like, but Stephen's a good manager, so.
We're just saying that the next couple of games, 2 or 3 weeks, could be critical for both clubs.
Yeah, well, sure, look, we just concentrate on Cork, obviously. Yeah. We just want to win every game, and the next game is so important to us now. Like, you know, really, it's just to win that game and bounce back and get ready for Derry then.
And you're going to have a run of matches, like it's going to be three games in a week, really.
Three games a week.
Friday, Monday, Friday, kind of
yeah,
thing.
And I'm sure that's why he's brought in as well, like, because I've been playing all the way up, so they know what I am, so. You know, I can slot in when they want me, and hopefully I can get as many games in as possible towards the end of the season.
You mentioned about the European thing. I noticed that the other night. I thought a European game is more patient, and I thought one or two of the City players thought they had more time on the ball, whereas Sligo came at them like you were back to League
yeah.
of Ireland Premier Division
yeah.
and stuff like.
And that's what League of Ireland is, and that's why we do so well in Europe, I think, because we pressurise teams. You know, teams are not used to that, and obviously then it can happen to you. You get used to playing that brand of football, like, and they come back down to bite you maybe sometimes. But look, Sligo came to do a job, we went to do our job, and it just didn't happen, you know. So that's why training's been good since, and we're raring to go again, boys.